Today, tomorrow, and Friday, we're under a level 2 risk for severe storms. I'll walk you through each day and show you what the threats will be.
Durham police are investigating a shooting this morning. Coming up, I'm going to walk you through this crime scene behind me.
And we have breaking news out of Cary this morning. Crews are working to put out a fire. We'll show you the damage to this house. 4:30 is the time as we bring you inside our WRL studio here early on our Wednesday morning with a weather alert day ahead of us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Yeah, we have three weather alert days this week beginning today. Let's get to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with what we're in for today.
So we're looking at similar threats. Wind damage is going to be our biggest threat. We may have some hail and even isolated tornadoes anytime we have a level 2 risk. That doesn't cover the entire viewing area for today. We push it ahead to tomorrow. Same story, the entire viewing area, almost the whole state. And then, it looks like maybe they just dropped us out of it on Friday. It was up just a couple of minutes ago, but they do tend to update things right around 4:30. So that's a piece of good news, certainly. For today, we walk through future cast. It's nice and clear this morning. We'll see an increase in our cloud cover as we get through the day, but expect a good bit of sunshine for a good chunk of the day today. We're going to see a hot day with highs in the low 90s, a heat index into the upper 90s. So that's a story in and of itself. And then once we get to 5 or 6 o'clock, we start to see these waves of thunderstorms coming through. So it's going to be an evening sort of overnight event for us in terms of our severe storms. Some of that may linger into Thursday morning, and we'll walk through that coming up. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh right now, 72 degrees with a dew point of 66. So it is warm and muggy. It really feels like summer as you step outside. And of course, we'll hit that 92 this afternoon with that heat index into the upper 90s. We'll have more on when we'll see the most dangerous storms of this week coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We have breaking news this morning. Part of our road is closed in Durham right now while police investigate a shooting. Nick Perlin joins us live from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Alabama Avenue is the place, Nick, as investigators, they have been on that scene since around midnight.
That's right, Jeff. They have they're here on Alabama, and they have most of West Knox behind me blocked off as they investigate this shooting. I do want to get behind the camera and show you a little bit more of this crime scene. They've been here for hours, and they have us very far back, as you can see. I'm zooming in here, and you're going to see a car right here with its hazards on, and you're also going to see Durham police officers gathered around that police car. You can see the crime scene tape on the other side of the road there. We're still trying to figure out what exactly led to this shooting, and I'm still trying to figure out if anybody was hurt. We'll have more information as the morning progresses. Reporting live in Durham, Nick Perlin, WRL News.
Breaking news in Cary. Crews are fighting a fire right now at a house on Brandywine Lane. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from the scene. And Laura, we understand the fire started about an hour ago.
Hey, Renee, good morning. Yes, this fire came in. The call came in around 3 o'clock this morning. Behind me, you can see several fire trucks lining Brandywine Drive here, several crews here on the scene. But the fire is put out. I can tell you this is a pretty much contained situation where it appears the fire happened in the garage. You can see significant damage to the garage here. Even some of the home charred a bit from the flames and smoke. I can tell you just a few minutes ago, I spoke with the folks who live here. Everyone is okay. They tell me they just woke up to the fire alarms going off and crews arrived here pretty swiftly. So again, a situation that is under control right now. They are working to determine what may have caused this fire. The homeowners tell me they have no idea, but that's why investigators are here on the scene. So as soon as we learn more, I'll update you on air and online. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Cary.
This morning, an event to honor fallen heroes is happening in Raleigh. This annual event is hosted by the North Carolina Department of Adult Correction. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from West Morgan Street. And Kelsey, two of the officers killed in last week's shooting in Charlotte will be honored there this morning.
Jeff, we're just hours away from that tribute where fallen heroes will be honored here at the Randall Building in Raleigh. And this is just a tribute to honor those who have lost their lives in an effort to save others. This comes just a week after two Department of Corrections officers were killed in Charlotte, Zampalochi and Alden Elliott. The NCDAC honored the two men earlier this week with a memorial vehicle. Morgan Street will be closed between Tryon Hill Drive and Mayo Street today for the event. So the road will be closed from 9 o'clock this morning until noon. Governor Roy Cooper will speak at this morning's memorial ceremony, and that starts this morning at 9:30. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Police have arrested two Durham men in connection with a series of break-ins in Cary. This is one of the men who's charged, Tremaine Mason. He was arrested in Durham and faces 57 counts of burglary. Another man, Deion Lyles, was arrested after leading Durham police on a chase Tuesday morning. It ended in a crash on I-85 near Hillendale Road. He's in the hospital for injuries he got in the crash and is expected to recover. He'll face 20 counts of burglary.
Pro-Palestinian protesters in Raleigh say they're planning another demonstration later this week. This was the scene downtown last night as hundreds marched for their cause. Raleigh police blocked off streets as the group marched near Moore Square. Before the march, the crowd rallied in the park. They want North Carolinians to do more to help stop the war in Gaza.
I want them to know that we want this war to end. We want this occupation to end. And we are concerned and we are worried. We're worried about the people in Gaza.
The group says its next protest may happen this weekend.
New this morning, strong storms moved through Ohio last night, leaving damage behind. In the city of Greenville, which is about 45 minutes from Dayton, storms downed power lines and trees. Some trees fell onto homes, others blocked roads. There are also reports of flooding in some areas. The Carolina Hurricanes find themselves in a must-win situation as their second-round series returns to Raleigh. The New York Rangers won Game 2 last night in double overtime, 4-3. They lead the series 2-0 heading into Game 3, which will be at PNC Arena tomorrow night. Now, coming up in less than 10 minutes, WRO's Casey Hintz is in New York with why the Canes came up short in Game 2 and what they need to do to get back into the series.
This morning, you may see fewer cars on the road in Durham and more kids and parents walking to school. Several schools are participating in National Walk, Bike, and Roll to School Day. Students and staff at Club Boulevard Elementary School, Lakewood Montessori Middle School, and Merrick Moore Elementary School are all encouraging students to gather for events today. Other schools are also encouraging more students to walk to school throughout the month.
People are cleaning up storm damage in western Michigan after two tornadoes hit a city there. The damage at a FedEx facility where 50 workers were trapped for some time.
Well, it's an incredible video of an ocean rescue after several people were spotted clinging to a capsized boat.
And let's give you a live look at downtown Raleigh from the Museum of Natural Sciences. Today is a WRL weather alert day with a chance for severe storms. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when those storms will approach our area.
The WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:40 and we do have a level 2 risk for severe storms both today and tomorrow. The threats will be the same. This evening, we're going to end up with some scattered thunderstorms and those could produce some wind damage, some hail, or possibly even an isolated tornado. This is a look at our rain chances today. Today's going to feel exactly like a summer day. We're going to see highs in the low 90s. It's going to feel like mid to upper 90s with the heat index. And we'll see those afternoon and evening thunderstorms that do have the potential to bring some severe storms. It is a quiet morning. None of this happens during the morning commute. We take a live look at Chapel Hill. All is quiet. And if you're out walking the dog this morning, it feels like summer. Our temperatures are in the 70s. Our normal high this time of year is in the upper 70s. We will get back to that over the weekend. I'll show you the front that'll help to deliver some cooler air coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Cleanup will continue this morning in Portage, Michigan, after two tornadoes touched down in the city. Portage is about 2 hours away from Detroit on the western part of the state. One of the tornadoes ripped off the side of a FedEx facility, trapping about 50 workers. First responders worked to clear electrical wires blocking their exit. The other tornado took direct aim at this mobile home park, where entire homes have been destroyed. Some homes were knocked off their foundations. Thankfully, there have been no reports of any injuries or deaths so far.
A 26-year-old Fuquay Varina man will appear in court today. He's charged with murder. Investigators believe Noah Lorenzetti killed 23-year-old Tyra Bennett. She was found dead off Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Wake County Sheriff's Office is still investigating how Bennett and Lorenzetti knew each other.
A safety feature in nearly all cars may be linked to cancer. That's according to a new study out of Duke University. Researchers found likely or known carcinogens from flame retardants in seat foam, plastics, and fabric. They were found in 99% of cars. Researchers say the chemicals are more likely to be released on hot days. They say you should roll down your windows whenever possible. A Consumer Report petition launched this week calls federal safety officials to update standards for flame retardants.
Schools in Oxford were put on lockdown yesterday because a man with a gun was running from police. Police were first called to a home on Lanier Street for reports of domestic violence and threats with a gun. That man took off when authorities arrived. Because of the proximity, those schools on Taylor Street were locked down. The man was eventually found hiding under a neighbor's shed on New College Street. Devontae Person is being held in the Granville County Detention Center without bond. He's charged with several counts of assault and carrying a concealed weapon. A security guard was shot and seriously injured at the home of rapper Drake. Police tape and police cars could be seen outside his home yesterday. Investigators say a suspect ran from that scene. A police source says Drake has offered to cooperate with investigators.
The Boy Scouts of America is rebranding. The organization is changing its name to Scouting America in an effort to be more inclusive. This comes as the organization emerges from bankruptcy and tries to move past the turmoil of sexual abuse claims. This is also the fifth year of girls being welcomed into Cub Scouting and Scouts programs. One of the inaugural female Eagle Scouts is Selby Chipman from Guilford County, northwest of Greensboro.
Scouting has always been focused on reaching all the eligible youth possible, and, you know, being able to change the name and, you know, really branch out to more people in the community is just really great.
We asked the Girl Scouts of the USA about what this could mean for their recruitment efforts. A spokesperson said Girl Scouts remains focused on supporting our programs from coast to coast so Girl Scouts of all backgrounds and abilities can be unapologetically themselves as they discover their strengths and rise to meet new challenges. The Boy Scouts won't officially become Scouting America until February.
Good morning, I'm Chris Lovingood in the WREL Live Center. I want to point your attention to this person on your screen. This is 25-year-old Bobby Lawson, and Rocky Mount investigators recently just released a press release within the last couple of hours saying that this person is responsible for firing a weapon at least two people last Thursday. They had went to a parking lot that was between the Rocky Mount Event Center and the historic Douglas Block there, and investigators say that's where they learned one of the victims approached Lawson, who was sitting in his car. And after that person walked away, Lawson is accused of firing shots in the direction of that person and another person that they were with. Now, after collecting evidence, including prints, investigators eventually went to a home on Park Avenue and found evidence of the shooting and an unsolved robbery from the month before. Again, Lawson currently now is sitting in jail. He is charged with multiple different things, including assault with a deadly weapon, possession of a firearm by a felon, and robbery with a dangerous weapon.
Thanks, Chris. A dramatic ocean rescue off the coast of California caught on camera right here. As you see, this rescue happened after a boat overturned. Four people were just hanging on to the bottom of it, just above the water. Rescue crews used a helicopter and scooped up each person one by one. They were flown to shore and then taken to a hospital.
The Canes are down 2-0 in their series with the New York Rangers. WRL's Casey Hintz joins us from Madison Square Garden with a look at what played out when the teams went into double overtime last night.
By Slavin, follow-up is free. They score! Vincent Trocheck wins it in overtime for New York.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everyone. Just another tough night here last night at Madison Square Garden as the Canes fall 4-3 in double overtime. But when you look at this game as a whole at even strength, I mean, what a hockey game it was. Physical, the puck battles, several chances on both ends, and some really good goaltending as well. But for the second game in a row for the Hurricanes, it all comes down to special teams. The Canes allow two power play goals, including the game winner, and in turn go 0-5 for the second game in a row. They're now 0-10 in the series on their own power play. Boy, something's got to change here as they head home down 0-2 in the series.
It's a small margin for error in the playoffs, and you know, we got to buckle down on the power play and find a way to get one there. So go home, play in front of our fans, and move on.
Obviously, game three is huge, and we're gonna take our home crowd emotion and hopefully stick it to them. And we got to get better in a lot of different ways, but it's always nice going home.
Now, we knew coming into this series that the Rangers' power play was elite, but boy, their penalty kill has been just as lethal. They've now killed off 18 straight penalties this postseason. Rod Brendamore said, if we're going to have any chance at coming back in this series, well, something's got to change. Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Manhattan.
And they played pretty well in this game, and that's a heartbreaker to come home down 2-0. Well, let's get over to Elizabeth Garter from that downer to a little bit of good news. I don't know, this Friday weather alert day dropped off the map, right?
It did, yes. Yeah, we were looking at that. The update that came in at 4:30 dropped us out of that. It still looks like we could have a few thunderstorms on Friday, but the severe weather threat is way down into South Carolina, so that's definitely good news. Here's what's happening right now. We have that red shaded area. That's a tornado watch. You can see how it shifted. Still some of that in effect down here across the middle Mississippi Valley. Some current ongoing severe thunderstorm warnings. A lot of thunder and lightning with this just to our west across Kentucky and West Virginia. So we're going to start to see that feeding some moisture into our area. Chance of thunderstorms late this evening and overnight tonight. So our WRL weather alert day, level 2 risk for severe storms, isolated tornadoes, wind damage and hail all could be in play. And that's likely to be fairly late. And then Thursday, it's going to be in the morning. So we don't often have severe storms in the morning. So that is something that you're going to want to watch out for. Damaging winds, heavy rain, isolated tornadoes. Here's a look at future class. Let's just walk right through it. We'll see a few clouds out there this morning, but generally today should be a pretty day. We're going to start with a nice sunrise this morning. We'll walk it all the way through the afternoon. We don't start to see storms developing until closer to 5 or 6 p.m. Notice at 7, we have this wave that comes through. This is where we could have some strong thunderstorms, 7 to 9, 10 o'clock, and it just keeps on coming. There's midnight, and then there's 6 a.m. So wee hours of the morning tomorrow. This may be ongoing. This could affect your morning commute with some severe storms. We're still looking at rain all the way through almost lunchtime. And then after that, we quiet down. We could see an isolated thunderstorm Thursday evening and then again on Friday. But for the most part, we're talking about late this evening up through Thursday morning as the most dangerous time period. A live look at Raleigh, the legislative building, it's 72 degrees. It feels a lot like summer out there. Southwest wind at 8 miles per hour. We'll hit 92 today in Raleigh, 91 Durham, 93 in Fayetteville. So two stories really today. One, very hot, highest heat index so far this year. It'll feel like 95 or higher, depending on where you are. We're sitting at steamy right now. We're going to bump it to tropical tomorrow. And then after that, once we get into even Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, it's going to feel much more like it should feel for this time of year. So two weather alert days. We still could see an isolated thunderstorm later on Friday. But right now, the weekend's looking fantastic. We'll see highs in the 70s to low 80s with a nice drop in our humidity. And it stays pretty calm into next week, which looks great.
The company behind the Swiss Army knife is designing a new tool without the blade. The reason behind the change.
And a judgmental pup from Fuquay Varina has gone viral on TikTok. What the dog's owner was doing when she got this look. The Swiss Army knife is getting a makeover, and it's losing one of its key components. For good reason, though. The maker of the iconic multi-tool is working on new versions of it that don't include a blade. The company says these new tools target specialized fields, but it will also continue to make its folding knife. The company CEO also said there's concern about increased regulations on knives in places like England or certain Asian countries.
A UNC Chapel Hill student is a finalist for one of the most prestigious awards in journalism. Daniel Johnson contributed to this New York Times story about a secret U.S. offensive to defeat the Islamic State. This week, the story was named a finalist for a Pulitzer Prize for national reporting. A UNC journalism professor told WRL, this is the first time a current UNC student has contributed to a Pulitzer Prize finalist.
A popular Netflix series starts production on season 2, and a musical comedy TV series heads to the stage. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with the latest in Hollywood Nation.
I know the suspense is killing you.
More from Nevermore. Downey Jr. marks a first, and Schmigadoon on stage in the Hollywood Nation.
It must be something they do for tourists.
Hey, everyone!
Hey there, Pete!
Get ready to break out into song. Schmigadoon is being turned into a stage musical. The new adaptation of the Apple TV Plus show will premiere at Washington, D.C.'s Kennedy Center as part of the Broadway Center Stage Concert Series. It will feature hit tunes from the show, including the Emmy-winning Corn Puddin', as well as new material. The production premieres January 31st, 2025.
Trevor, he's already on your lap.
Robert Downey Jr. will make his Broadway debut this fall. He will lead the new stage play, McNeil, playing a gifted writer struggling with a new novel, a broken family life, and an unhealthy obsession with artificial intelligence. The production will run at Lincoln Center's Vivian Beaumont Theater, starting with previews September 5th and opening September 30th. Michelle Yeoh is bringing her star power to Blade Runner 2099. According to Deadline, the Oscar winner joined the cast of Prime Video's upcoming limited series. The streamer has yet to reveal details about the film's plot or her role.
Hello, thing.
Cameras have started rolling on season two of Netflix's hit series Wednesday. Production is taking place in Ireland, with Jenna Ortega, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Luis Guzman reprising their roles. The streamer released a video featuring Thing delivering scripts to the cast, which includes new series regular Steve Buscemi and guest stars Christopher Lloyd, Tandiwe Newton, and Haley Joel Osment.
More torture awaits.
That is amazing. Schmigadoon is fun, just fun to say. That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting.
I'm quite fascinated by Schmigadoon.
Yeah.
A dog in Fuquay, Varina is going viral on TikTok for judging her owner for going out. The owner, named Brenda, took this video and posted it to TikTok. You can see her dog, Gizzy, sitting there on the couch, looking Brenda up and down as she walks by in her going out clothes. The video now has over 7 million views and nearly 2 million likes. It is 4:57 now. Breaking news, a shooting investigation is underway right now in Durham, the road that's blocked off to traffic. And a run is happening today to honor the officers killed in a shooting in Charlotte. How you can get involved.